Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Friday. Welcome to this edition of the K Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Everyone, there is so much, but I have so little time. I apologize. Today's show is abbreviated. We are wrapping up at 1:30 today. Also, sorry for the late start. I had some technical difficulties, so sorry for the music that you got before you heard me, but we are here nonetheless. This is the K Show with PLR. This is PLR. And I want to jump right into a lot of stuff here. Things that we're going to be talking about today. So here we go, MLB. Let's do it one more time. Here we go. Let's roll with it. Will this be the one that gets through? Will this be the deal that happens? We will find out. George Hill, according to the four letter, says with everything that's going on in the world right now, basketball is the last thing on his mind. Listen, I'm telling everyone, I don't know why you're not listening to me. There is no natural flow to this season of basketball. And I think once everything gets going, maybe everyone will feel different. Hell, maybe I'll feel different. I'm not the one that's playing. I'm not the one out there that's having to do all this. But I will say this. There are a number of players. Matt Barnes was right on the mark. There's a number of players that are really hesitant. We'll talk more about that as well. I just don't know. AD, listen, I have an article that's coming out over the weekend. I think Antonio Brown would make a great member to the Chicago Bears. I think he would be the perfect fit. And then talking about the Bears, Mitchell Trubisky says it's his team. We'll talk about that as well. We'll do all that right here on the K-Show with PLR. We are brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School and Chandler locally. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. One of the best selections of sticks that you will find. Get in there. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10%. Off of your cigar bill. Now they do serve beer and wine, so you can go in there, relax, have an adult beverage. Usually there's a ton of TVs on watching sports, and there still are a ton of TVs on, except the sports choices will be a little bit different. It'll be a little bit more KBO and some other stuff like that, and that is Korean baseball, just in case you didn't know. But there's a lot of stuff that still goes on there. Good fellowship, so get down to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you cannot make it and you still need your sticks, you can very easily go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com, and have your cigars shipped to you. Usually they ship out the same day. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, and the online site is stogieworld.com. Like I said, if you're in there and you're in person, let them know PLR sent you, and you will get 10% off of your cigar purchase. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the Cave with PLR.
Well, I want to kick this off by talking about basketball. And, folks, listen, I said it a long time ago. I just have some issues with this whole bubble thing. I just don't think the players, it seems like a great thing. It does. Let's get everyone together. Get everyone in one city. Get everyone in one hotel. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about anyone getting sick. it's just something doesn't seem right. Now, the NBA is selling this, and they're good, and they should be good. The NBA isn't as popular as they are because they have a terrible marketing department. And what they're letting the players know and they're letting the public know, it's basically a 67-day tournament. But only the last four teams are going to really pretty much be there that long. Most of the teams will be eliminated within the first 53 days they're there. Now, let me repeat that. Most of the teams will be done in the first 53 days. That's 2 months. That's a long time. That's a long time. It's not like you can go in and out and out and in, and maybe that'll be something that changes. Who knows? Here's what I'm trying to figure out, because I want NBA players to be as safe as possible. I understand the risk. The NBA understands the risk. The NBA understands they have to deliver these last games. Everyone understands that. There's no confusion about that by any means necessary. There's no confusion about that. You do not want to redo the deal. And everybody knows that. But here's my question. How do you expect everyone to stay in that bubble for that long? Basic quarantine. A basic quarantine, which we all had. Everyone had, when coronavirus first hit, almost every state went into some form of lockdown. Now, we weren't even locked down to the point where we couldn't leave an area. We had to go to a store. We had to buy food. We had to order food from a restaurant takeout and get it and bring it back. So there were certain things we could actually do. But the bubble hasn't been broken down yet. Maybe they've broken it down to their players. But even sitting in the house for that long, with only the ability to go to the store, only the ability to go get food, as much as you love your family, you won't sit with them no more. You're tired. Yeah, you go out to your driveway and play ball. You go to your backyard and swim if you have a pool and if you have a hoop. You go to your backyard and relax. You go to your backyard and cook out. You can do all that stuff. But after a certain time, family members were looking at each other like, oh, my God, what else is there? What else can we do? So can you imagine what it's going to be like for NBA players if they're not allowed to leave? And here's my question. Like I said, as I set this question up again, I know the NBA wants everyone safe. I know the NBA wants everyone in one area with a very controlled environment. But my question is, what are you going to do, or what's so different than the other sports? We know the NBA is not going to rethink it and allow players or allow games now to happen in the cities where teams play. We know that. I'd be very surprised if they backtracked on that and made that change. But are they going to start making some addendums to where you can go and where you can leave and how freely you can move? Listen, when baseball comes back, they're going to play in their cities. They're going to go home. When football comes back, they're going to play. Listen, folks, you think I'm kidding when I say this, and I'm not. We've heard of people playing with a bad stomach. We've heard of people playing with flu-like symptoms. We are not that far removed, or rather, we're not that far away from hearing people are playing with corona-like symptoms. This train is not stopping. So here's my thinking. Every model shows that coronavirus is coming back. It's going to come back hard. It's going to come back. Everyone thought that when it got hot, it would start to die down. It's not. So what are you going to do when it's time to restart the season? Are you going to bubble everybody again? How are you going to make that happen? What are you going to do? See, this isn't like something where, you know, this isn't chicken pox, where you get it or you can take a vaccine for it or you can take this for it, and some people just never get it or what have you. Coronavirus is like the flu on steroids. It's here. Pretty much our immune systems will determine how we get through it. Now, I know I'm not a doctor, so I'm not pretending to play one on the radio. But we have to start thinking that are pro sports going to continuously look for ways to make things for the players as safe as possible? Hell, I was listening to some of my peers on the radio, and they were talking about the Colonial Golf Tournament and how it just didn't feel right that first round with there being no fans in the audience. LeBron James, when this thing first happened, said, I don't see me playing if I'm not playing in front of fans. Now, obviously, all that's changed. But there's a different feel to the game. And if we're talking about keeping the players safe, how are you going to keep the fans safe? Listen, you cannot safely get 25% of fans in a stadium. And I think both arguments are somewhat ridiculous, to be perfectly honest with you. I've been at a football arena before, obviously. I've been at a basketball arena before, obviously. And a baseball arena before, obviously. And in the press box, just where they serve the food, I know there are places where it's buffet style. Are they going to stop that? Are they going to stop serving food in the press boxes all together? We all sit close to each other. Are they going to spread us out? Are we going to cover everything via Zoom? There's so much that's going to go into this, that has to go into this. Because part of the sport is the covering of the sport, is the fan of the sport, and getting the fans, excuse me, of the sport, and getting everybody to come together. You don't think billionaire owners are saying, hey, everyone, we're going to do this without fans forever. And circling back, you can't get, if an arena seats 20,000 people, and you want to get 10% in, say 20% in, say 50% in, you want to get 10,000 in, how are you going to get 10,000 people in an arena staggered and social distance? How are you going to get 4,000 people in? If you try to get 4,000 people into an arena, social distancing, you have to start coming to a 7 o'clock game at 5 o'clock. And then who can get up to get food? Who can get up to go to the bathroom? You've been to a sporting event. Lines and bathrooms are ridiculous. I see them trying to do certain things at certain places. And I live in Arizona, and we're spiking again right now. But I'm looking at things around me, and I'm saying some of this makes absolutely no sense. For every store that has tape on the ground, Target has tape on the ground, so you're not in line closer than 6 feet. But until you get to line, people are standing right next to each other shopping. There are bars that are packed. So if you go to a restaurant, you got to be 6 feet away from someone. But if you go to a bar, you can be 6 inches. And this is why I'm saying all this, to get it back to sports, because billionaire owners are seeing it. And there's going to come a point where they're going to say, look, it's not necessarily about losing money if we have a television contract. But billionaire owners aren't going to miss out on money. And when you don't have butts in seats that are buying $12 beers and $9 hot dogs and paying $40 to park, they're not getting that extra revenue. And you can say what you want. Billionaires did not become billionaires by finding ways to throw money away. It just didn't happen. It did not happen. So if you think they're going to forever do this, you're out of your mind. All going to converge. So my question is, are we doing this? Are we doing this now like this so we can hold off on the inevitability, so we can see where it goes, so we can see where it lies? Well, when you do that, you're now starting to have a problem with the players. Because if the players are thinking, listen, I would think the same thing too. If it's not safe for fans, why is it safe for us? If I don't have a real opportunity, if I don't have a real opportunity to win, why am I going there? We'll see. Now, there are some notes that did come out. Free agents, teams will be able to sign free agents and bring them on their roster so they can play. So someone could go get DeMarcus Cousins, Isaiah Thomas, Jamal Crawford, J.R. Smith, to name a few. They can go get these guys. Which team signs them? Which team signs them so another team won't? So that's what I'm looking at. That is what I'm looking at. There'll be more to come. And I will talk about more of this as we get closer. Let's step away for a minute. Let's come right back. Let's talk a little baseball.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live this Friday. And don't forget, if you ever miss any parts of this show or any other shows, or you just want to check out some of the past ones, we'd love to have you do it. You can do that on the website. Click on the Sports Cave or go to thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you can check out any of our sites. There's a Listen Live, which will guide you to any episode you want. There's also some snippets on the front page of the site, so you can check out some of the interviews and some of the stuff we've done. You also, every day at 3 o'clock, can catch the show as a replay on KSRN. So make sure you download that app as well and give us a listen in case you missed anything. So let's jump into baseball now. So baseball, here we go again. Well, I tell you, we're going to get this. That old song, one way or another, we're going to get this. So now here's the deal. Ready? So the owners are going to offer 70-75 games. 70-75 games. The players will get somewhere between 80 and 85% of their probate salary. There'll also be the expanded playoffs and a share of the playoffs. Basically, the players get part of their playoff money. Now, the players, again, I've been on the side of the players a lot in sports, but the players are doing some dumb crap too, like that 114 games. Calendar won't let you do it. You are going to fall within that 70 to 75 game range. The calendar will not allow you to go anymore at this point. Here's the analogy I'll give you. Have you ever looked at the paper? Or, you know, people don't look at newspaper times, but start movies anymore. Man, I'm old. Run back, you get the newspaper, you open it up, find the time that the movie started at the theater. Now you just go online. Yeah, you don't even have to type it in. You just say, Google, tell me what time this movie starts at this theater. But anyway, I digress. So you look up and you say, hey, look, this movie's playing at 4. It's playing at 6. Which one do you want to go to? I don't know. Which one do you want to go to? I don't know. Okay, well, now it's 3 o'clock. Hey, you know, it's 3 o'clock. You got to decide if you want to go there at 4 o'clock or at 6 o'clock. Yeah, no. We'll figure it out. Okay, all right, we'll figure it out. 3:15. Which one are we going to go to? Yeah, man, I don't know which one. Whichever one. Okay. 3:45. Hey, we got 15 minutes before that 4 o'clock. We're going to go. We better leave now. Yeah, that's right, huh? You sit your butt back on the couch. 3:55. I guess we're going at 6 o'clock, huh? Yeah, it looks like 6 o'clock it is. If you don't make a decision, the clock and the calendar will make a decision for you. And that's what's happened to baseball. When they couldn't get together and make a decision and could not contractually come up with something, the calendar is starting to make it for them. There's still rumors out there that the players are shooting for 89 games. You're not going to get 89 games in. Today is June 12th. Today, June 12th. I'm looking at a calendar right now. If it takes you 10 days to get everybody in, just get everybody into camp. That has nothing to do with getting people ready. You get people in the camp and tested. Just in camp and tested. That's Monday, June 22nd. Now you got to try to squeeze your spring training games in, get everyone loose, get everyone ready to go. That's going to take about 3 weeks. 21 days. We're at June 13th. June 13th. So that gives us all of August, all of September, and part of July. Guess what? I'm going to do this math for you. 30 plus 31 is 61. Plus 17. It's 78. That would give you maybe a day off. What if you have to make up games because of weather? What if you have a bunch of doubleheaders you got to do? Got to be done. If you're going to expand the playoffs, you got to be done. You can't play baseball outside. Now, if the playoff teams, the final playoff teams, end up being the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, the Astros, any Florida team, any team with a dome or in warm weather, you're fine. But if it ends up being the Cubs or the Sox or the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Mets or the Tigers or the Tribe or the Phillies or the Pirates, or Kansas City, how are they going to play those games in November? You can't. You simply can't do it. The calendar has caught you. You've allowed the calendar to catch you because you failed to get a deal done. And every day that goes by, giving you the calendar, something is going to get stolen from somewhere. If you circle July 13th as your start date, now mind you, guys have to get ready it's going to take a while to get guys ready. The NBA is starting July 31st. And it's still, that's far out to get guys ready. Baseball, if you're going to be playing live, meaningful games by July 13th, within 30 days, you got to get your ass in gear. And for whatever reason, I'm not saying they don't. But what part of what they're doing look like they have any type of urgency? There is none. Manfred, your commissioner, comes out and guarantees there will be baseball. You have to play almost 70, 75 games to make the season feel legitimate. You can't go to 40 games. You can't play 25% of your schedule and make it feel like it's a legitimate season. You just simply can't do that. You just simply can't. It will not feel like a legitimate season. It will feel like a fraudulent season if you only play 25% of your games. They've got to find a way to make this work. They've got to find a way to get together and either or get off the pot. There are players that are hesitant about playing for less money. There are owners that are hesitant about starting the season. There are owners that don't want to lose any more money. They just don't. And how do you get that negotiations going when you know that you're negotiating with guys that really don't want to play right now? There are owners that are weighing, is it worth it? You know, what is it worth to them? If there are no fans in the seat, I just said this about basketball. There's no popcorn sales, basketball sales. There's no parking. There's none of that. But you got to play more of your games. If the season were last year, by this date, 69 games had been played. Between 65 and 69 games had been played. And we're talking about playing 40 if they don't get it together? Are you kidding me? There's no way that makes sense. That is a fraudulent season. So I'm going to just kind of give you a heads up of what the season looked like after 69 games last year. And let's see where things stayed the same and where things, you know, were different. And what Yankees, Tampa Bay, Red Sox, that stayed the same. Minnesota, Cleveland, White Sox, that stayed the same. Astros, Athletics, Rangers. That was a flip, but the Astros still won the division. Screw the National League. And with Braves, here's where it's big. It went Braves, Phillies, Mets, Nationals. By the end of the season, it was Braves, Nationals. Guess who won the World Series? In the Central, on this day, it was the Cubs, Milwaukee, St. Louis. By the end of the year, it was St. Louis, Milwaukee, the Cubs. And the Dodgers ran away with their division from the get-go. And it was them and then the Diamondbacks, and that was the same. But do you see how fraudulent 40 games would be? If you played 40 games, hell, if you just played up till now, the Nats wouldn't even be the World Series champs. Listen, I'm going to open up this phone line real quick. I know we've only got a few minutes left, but I think this is my man. I want to get him in. The call-in number is 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law Line. This is the K Show of PLR. This is PLR.
Well, I don't know if I'm actually your man, but I'm here anyway.
My man, Lou. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Okay. Well, if you heard last, there's another proposal now that the MLB is working out. No, that wasn't up. Okay, the last two didn't go well, so what makes this one more going to be any different? Because now the MLB said they're going to work on a schedule or post-schedule of 70 to 75 games this time around, is what they're saying.
Here's what's funny, Lou. Someone proposed 75 games about a week ago.
35?
And 75. And
75, yeah.
That was with 75% of the revenue, I mean, of the salary. Now they're saying we may be able to do the same, but give you 80%. Listen.
Right.
The clock is running out. And
yep.
You cannot have less than 70 to 75 games. I don't know if you heard what I said, but last year, this time, they had got in between 65 and 70 games. The Nationals were 32 and 38.
Right.
They were in fourth place. They didn't even have a 500 winning percentage. They ended the year, obviously, on a tear and ended up 93 and 69 and won the World Series.
Yeah.
Because the season was long enough for everything to shake out. If we had started the playoffs last year, they would not have been in. Philly would have been in. And the whole history of everything would have changed. Everything would have changed. So that's why you can't play 40 baseball games.
No,
the fraudulent season. You've got to play at least half or as close to
81 games.
You've got to get as close to it as possible. And
yes.
The calendar is going to run out. You live in a cold weather place. If the World Series ends up being, you know, the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, the Padres, you know, any Florida team, any team
dome.
With a dome. No, but any team with a dome, you're like, fine. But if the World Series has to go through New York, Philly, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, you can't play baseball at the end of November.
If you do, you're nuts, you know.
So they're running out of clock. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. Cora came out and made some comments, and I believe Cora. I really do.
Okay.
He was talking about the Astros and when everyone, you know, the whole cheating scandal and all that. And he basically said, you're nuts if you think it was just myself and can't think of his name, the guy that took the manager job for the Mets, and then they ended up firing him.
Right.
He's basically and I believe him. This wasn't a two-man operation. I think it was nice that they could hang it out of two guys that were no longer there and give immunity to everybody else that was, except the manager who got a one-year suspension, who's already reinstated. I think baseball found themselves two fall guys and pinned everything on them. And I believe in 100%.
Right. Yeah, but the clock is ticking. It's the bottom of the ninth right now, so you better come up with a good one or you're going to be gone.
Yeah, there's not going to be any extra innings.
Doesn't look it.
Nope, it'll end in a tie. We'll call it the Bud Selig game.
You mean the All-Star game?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we ran out of players. Yeah, we got to call the tie. Okay. On the brighter side of that, I was catching up on the draft the last couple of days. I'm glad it was only five rounds because if it was doing 40, I probably wouldn't be able to get in. But the Mets got a very interesting player from the draft. He was in the later rounds. But what the amazing thing is that he is a two-time cancer survivor.
That's a good story. I did not.
Yeah. Sign Eric. Ozer. That's how you say it. NFL draft. And, you know, he's actually a very good pitcher. I mean, the scouts were really in on this guy. He has an excellent excellent fastball, and, you know, the scouts were just raving him.
That's cool. Like I said, I love stories like that.
He is a survivor of both, get this, testicular and skin cancer.
Wow. Strong person.
Well, I know someone who has skin and breast. I know someone who has skin and breast cancer, and as you know, my co-partner passed away from lung cancer back in February. So, I think he would have. I think he would have found this story inspirational if he was still with us.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's an incredible story.
Yeah, so this does hit kind of home for me a little bit. Not that I'm a Mets fan, but you know his story and how he gets into the NBA. MLB draft is just amazing. I wish it could have been for the Yankees, but, you know.
Yeah, Yankees did just fine.
Yeah, I know, but you know how I'm about the Mets.
Yeah, no one's going to cry for those Yankees.
Right. Or as they call the Mets, the Mutts. Oh, boy. Yeah.
What's funny is Yankee fans dismiss the Mets so much, sometimes they don't even think about them because their hatred for the Red Sox is so much.
Right, of course. Yeah, and MLS is ready for their tournament group play. All the groups are in place. There's six groups in each division, although while most have six, only one has four. So I don't know if that's going to be a little bit of a disadvantage, but I'm still looking forward to it starting.
Yeah, it'll be good once everything comes back. Everything's coming back, and pretty soon, I kid you not. When the SEC puts butts in seats, everybody will start putting butts in seats.
Right. Well, almost everything's coming back. We can't say the same for baseball yet.
Not yet. They'll get it together. I have faith.
But do you believe the commissioner's comments? Oh, absolutely, 100%. We're going to have a season.
Yes.
I mean, do you believe that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Hmm. Do you know something I don't?
I think that everyone's going to come to their senses and they're going to understand if they don't come back. Hell, you know what? Baseball, if they blow this, I don't believe in that. Well, fans will never come back because that's bullcrap. Fans will come back. But if
they
blow this, I think they'll have a credibility issue for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what will hit them.
Because the way I see it, if they don't come back this year, I think they're going to be in trouble until 2023.
Well, hell, we all may be in trouble come 2023 if this pandemic comes back hard in the fall. So that's why I said they almost have a little bit of an out. But people come back.
I'm saying is if they blow this season, next season they're still going to be complaining and whatnot from this year. And then the CBA is up at the end of the year. And they're going to be dragging themselves back to the mud again with that. So I'm thinking, you know, in all probability, it might be 2023 before they do anything.
It may be, but they'll play baseball before that. Again, billionaires do not become billionaires. Billionaires do not become billionaires by not doing what keeps them to be billionaires. I remember when the NFL was on strike, I think it was the 87. And people said, oh, the NFL never came. It'll never come back. It came back. And then it went on. There was a lockout. It would never be the same. It was the same. Basketball, Patrick Ewing. Well, we make a lot of money because we spend a lot of money. Oh, people won't like basketball after this. It's more global and more popular than ever. Baseball, they canceled the World Series. No one will ever watch this game again. They watch the game again. Look, people will go back to sports because it's their out. And we could cry and moan and we could do the infamous, well, we pay your salary. You know what? That is so untrue. You're paying the owners, not the salary. Most of the salary comes from TV revenue. So unless you stop watching TV, you're still supporting them. But they'll be back. Hey Lou, just to give you a heads up, I have 2 minutes left before we're out of show.
On that note, I'll say my goodbyes and I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, enjoy your weekend, my friend.
You too.
All right, buddy. 15 seconds, and let's wrap this up.
The Law Office of Carrie Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Carrie Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Javon Carter with the Phoenix Suns, and I am in the cave with PLR.
Hey, thank you, everyone. This has been a magnificent week. I appreciate everyone for tuning in all week. Next week, special guest, the uncle of Jabari Parker and the brother of Sonny Parker, Tony Parker, not the one in San Antonio, but the one that played Chicago basketball and played overseas. He will be joining us Monday. He has done a lot in the world of basketball, and this is one of those behind the scenes that I'm going to give you. He did a lot with Chinese basketball and was one of the people that got Chinese basketball going. So we have him next week, next Monday, for about 15 minutes. I'm going to let him tell you the story of how that all got jumped off. And then, of course, the rest of the week, we will be logged in and with a ton of guests and a lot of good stuff going on. Make sure you're checking us out on our social media page, at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, and on the Instagram. Cave is always with the K, and that's at the Sports Cave, thesportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always with the K, and you can get me very easily on the Twitter at PL on Sports. Everyone, I appreciate you joining in. Today it meant a lot to me. Joining in this entire week has been absolutely great having everyone on. Have a good weekend. Be safe. It is crazy out there. Take care of each other and enjoy your weekend. This has been the Cave Show with PLR, and this is PLR.